We are grounded.
We are able.
We are here.
We are flow.
You are allowed to just be.
To tell the story of your soul the way you want to tell it.
With love and joy, we present
Apostrophe Soul Radio.
What's up, Jess?
What's up, Mary?
Welcome to our space, Apostrophe Soul.
And this is Apostrophe Soul Radio, where soul meets story.
Hello, Moon Ninjas. I'm wishing you guys the best, happiest new year. We are so excited to be saying goodbye to 2020. Oh my goodness. It's Mary here, and you are listening to Apostrophe Soul Radio. This is just a quick little speakeasy. I wanted to pop on and chat with you guys about intention setting and a little vision boarding for the year, just to kind of get us in the groove of moving forward. I feel like we have definitely been just kind of really all on a collective pause, just a slowdown, a place of calm, quiet, focus on our daily lives, which is honestly been the best medicine. I think looking too far forward sometimes can kind of get us a little ungrounded. So I think for me anyway, it has been a welcome relief during the holidays to just slow down. My kids have been off of school and we've just been able to relax. So it's really felt really good because I feel like we were trying to keep this pace, but feeling on the inside like we really were hardly able to think about the next day. So I feel right now it's been a great pause during these holidays and just welcomed relief. And now we can really take a look at what this next year is going to bring to us in the most positive way. And, you know, you don't really have to go crazy and think all the way to next December if you can't. You know, by no means do you need to do that. But maybe even just looking into what January is going to bring for you. I think that can help calm anxieties. Looking at, like, the good, the fun. I think that's one of the main things that I'm looking at is incorporating more fun, more laughter, because that truly is the best medicine. I think last night, me and my cousins got on a Zoom call and just like, oh my gosh, just talked and we played games and just laughed our faces off. It was really funny. I hadn't laughed like that in a long time. And it's amazing what that can do for your mind, body, everything, spirit. I woke up this morning feeling like I had slept just so well. It was really nice. So yeah. That's what this convo is going to be about today is what are your intentions? What do you envision for your own self for 2021? I know this year has been kind of a rough one for all of us. And, you know, this is just something that's just, it kind of gets you out of your head a little bit and into your heart. And it's something I really enjoy. I've enjoyed it for the last couple years. And the more you do it, it's just, it's pretty amazing what can actually be called in into your life. And you don't have to take it really seriously at all. Like, it can be just kind of a fun ritual. You can get together with your, like, you know, your immediate family in your house. You can get together with girlfriends or, you know, whomever over Zoom and have a party with it. It's honestly a fun thing. There's really honestly many different ways to set your sights on what you want for your future to call them in. You can simply just sit and make a list. It can be really as simple as that, like getting your journal out and just writing down what you want. You know, it's honestly a great way to cultivate some ambition. You know, if you're feeling a little complacent, I know I definitely have in the past, you know, just really feeling stuck. So, you know, if you just sit down, write down a few things that you want, because honestly, you got to dream before you act. And it's just fun to dream. You know, it's fun to just sit down and think about what if, and in a really good positive way. You know, I think that's probably some great self-care, especially right now, the season that we're in. You know, so go set some intentions, set some goals. My coach, Sydney, she's on Instagram if you guys want to check her out, Sydney E. Campbell. She showed me a great technique. I think she learned from her coach to help get the ball rolling, to focus. This can help getting started doing your vision board because it can seem overwhelming for sure. And this is actually fun. I like to do it every month, honestly, like where I break up my life and I pick out certain things to focus on. So you can, you know, break up all the parts of your life that make your make up your life into categories: career, business, finance, fun, health, fitness, nutrition, love, romance, spirituality, your home. And this can honestly, it can bend and change to where you, what your life is, you know. And what you do is you just focus on 2 to 3 to start, so it doesn't seem as overwhelming. And that way you can really hone in and zero in just on a few parts of your life. You don't have to feel like you have to think about all these things all at once. So get clear on what you want. It's fun to put this in a journal and then reflect back on the previous year as a New Year's Eve ritual even. That's always fun, you know, to go back through your journals and, you know, kind of take an audit as to where you're at, how you were feeling last year at this time. It's actually funny looking at my actual vision board from last year. All the things that have actually come to fruition. It's strange. I mean, it really is like this really amazing, cool thing that can happen. And things that I put on there that meant something completely different came to represent something much more profound. And that really, honestly, brought me a lot of comfort in this moment of pause that we're in, to put it nicely. So your vision board really can be anything: a poster board, a refrigerator, a closet door. And what you can do is you can just start looking up some images that might speak to you. If you don't have a printer, you can group them and take them to Staples and get them printed. That's an easy way, or any other kind of printing place, if you don't want to use up all the ink in your printer. That's, you know, you look up just free images on the internet, things that inspire you. Or you can go completely digital with it and just do one on Pinterest. I have one on, like, just on Pinterest too, as well. You know, you can have them in multiple places. I love what I found that I love doing is printing up inspirational words. That actually is a great way to get started too. If you're feeling overwhelmed with it, is, you know, words that really you want to feel, like what you want to feel, what you want to embody in this next year. You know, you could just type them up and print them up and kind of start there and just dart your board with it and really look at those words and how you feel and how you want to feel. So my board, what I did with my board is I got a cork board. It sits on my nightstand so I can see it every day when I wake up. You really want to keep your board someplace that you look at often. I think that's probably one of the most important parts of it, is you want to keep it in a spot that is visual and that you see these images over and over and over again. And I do, and honestly, I can't tell you how good it does feel to look at it now and visually see all the things that have occurred or are occurring in my life on this board. It's really, it just brings in so much gratitude and appreciation, just plain appreciation. So if you feel like trying it, I definitely recommend just having fun with it. Don't overthink it. Check out YouTube. There's so many ways of going about just creating your own inspiration. You know, it doesn't have to fit this per se, quote unquote, vision board type activity. It can really be what you want. It could be really as simple as one thing, one object that you look at every day. And you maybe place in a spot that you know, you frequent every day. And is just a reminder of what you want, some goals that you want to try to achieve this year. And it's honestly just a gift to yourself. It's just something that's really simple that is a way of saying, hey, like, I care about you. I know that can sound a little cheesy, but it's true. You know, you'll thank your future self will thank you. So check out YouTube. Maybe Pinterest is great. And just have fun. Like, just have a little fun for yourself. Give yourself something to look forward to, you know, other than all the have-tos. It's just, it's something fun. Yeah. Okay. Well, we love you, Moon Ninjas. And I just wanted to pop on and say a quick few words of love to you guys. And we will be back with another episode in the coming weeks. We are wishing you the happiest new year and all the best that this new year has to bring. We love you guys so much. Thank you for listening. We will talk to you soon. Bye, Moon Ninjas.
Thank you, listeners. We love you, Moon Ninjas. If this episode touched you, please share it with someone you feel would appreciate it. How can you best support our show? Follow us on Spotify. You can also find us on Anchor, Overcast, and Google Podcasts. Let us know how this episode has affected you on your path. You can find us on Instagram at @_soul, on Facebook, @soul, our Etsy shop, apostrophesoul.etsy.com. We are having the best time sharing in real time this crazy, beautiful trip we are traveling on. So screenshot the episode, tag us on Instagram, and remember, you have infinite power to tell the story of your soul the way you want to tell it. Now go, light it up, spread some joy,
and do good things. Till next time, bye!